we are in Siman Shin Samar Gimel. We're up to Siv Gimel. Now, so far, what we learned was the tikkun of a chotzer that's paritz b'malo'o. A chotzer that's open completely on one side needs a tikkun of a pas dalid or tuluchayayim kolshu. How about a mavui? Now, a mavui is what connects chatseris to one another, and from there you go to the Rishus HaRabim. Mavui sheyesh lo gimel mechitzis v'paritz mitzad ravi, a mavui that is open completely on one side, hitiru belechi, pirish tagum akeresh echad lechachada, sha'ovyo v'rochbo, that its thickness and its width are a rochiv kolshu. So unlike the case of a chotzer where it needs a pas dalid, a mavui, a pas kolshu, is good enough. How come? Because a chotzer was the place that they did most of their housework. There it needs much more of a tzura of a mechitza. A mavui, anyway, is a big public place. It needs less of a tzura of a mechitza. She'amidenu bepesach ha-mavui, v'yegovo yutfachim, it should be 10 tfachim high. When we call dover she'asenu kosher, you can make it from anything you want. Afilu mi'balei chayim, even from living beings. You have to be able to tie it onto the wall, so it shouldn't be able to sit down. Because when it sits down, it'll be less than 10. Says the Ramah, even if you tie a person down, it's good. The question is, why do you have to tie him down? So they say that it's talking about a case where he doesn't realize that he makes up the mechitza. So he's going to walk away, so you have to tie him down, which means if he knows and he agreed to stay there, you don't have to tie him down. But there are those that are cholik. Mishtabur brings down a yesh machmir. With regard to measuring the 10 tfachim, they have to be tfachim meruvachim, which is that you add on a half an etzba to every yama. Siv dalid. Here too, and here the Mechaber is speaking. The Mechaber says that if you didn't make something for the sake of a lechi, but the wall that fell down was you had left over a little bit from the wall going in the other direction, the halacha is that it has to be a tefach wide. Now the maskon of the bir halacha is that this is only according to the shita that in the case of a chotzer. You also needed a roch of tefach if it was left over. But since the Mishnah Berurah there was makel, here he would be makel too. When you hold it, you don't have to go with the mechaber, and it's enough with the kolshu. Sifhei, lechi the inosha bezika lo motzakoi, a lechi that will get blown off by the wind. Lo choshiv lechi, it is not considered a lechi. Now remember, we learned that in the case of the lechi, if it moves in the wind, that's also not good. The same thing goes for the lochayayim of a tzuras ha-pesach. According to the Machzah Shekel, we said the kana on top is allowed to move, but the two sides should not be moving. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a case where you have two slanted lochayayim. That means they're wider at the bottom and they get closer together on top. And the shaila is, what happens if you have 10 tfachim that are good, and the top 10 tfachim are not good? And the top couple of tfachim are not good. That means, if you have a straight lechi, all you need is 10 tfachim that don't move in the wind. The fact that the top moves in the wind is irrelevant, because a lechi, we say good asik, it goes all the way up. Whereas, in the case where it's on a slant, the Mishnah Berurah wants to know, if it's really on a slant, where the top of it moves, then it could be that the string, if it only reaches to the end of the poles, is not over the part of it that is really a lechi. That means if it's on a slant and it stops, say from halfway up, it moves in the wind, by placing it on top of the innermost part of it, you're missing your lechi. So in such a case, he leaves it as an actual suffix if that would work. But that's clear, that if you have two lochayayim that are bent in towards each other, and you make the string running from one to the other, that is the halach is that is kosher.